comes to pop, not soda.
It's pop. Like this. Pop.
Welcome to Pop, Not Soda. And now it's time for Brian and... Oh, damn. Enjoy the show!
Kyle Mooney from SNL.
Oh, Kyle.
Yeah,
hometown.
Kyle.
That makes
yeah,
sense,
hometown
right?
hero. They also had Jamie Foxx, who introduced himself as LeBron James, which
makes
was,
sense.
I'll tell you, Petco Park went nuts because they thought LeBron James was actually there. Because right. I think everybody knew the, what I'm talking about is.
Because the ESPYs and he would have been on the West Coast, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All that. What I'm talking about is I was just at the Celebrity All-Star game down here in San Diego.
It
was
I feel a like pretty Celebrity is a pretty strong label. For some of those
so,
people that
I was talking with my friend, and she confirmed that there was like seven Disney Channel stars there. So I don't know if you consider them celebrities.
Dude, they had Manny. So Manny from Modern Family.
Okay.
Oh,
they
okay.
had he was cool, but they had his sister. And I don't know what
no,
she's from.
She's on a Disney Channel show.
Oh, is she?
Had
okay.
no idea they were related, but now I know that they're related.
Okay.
Because now I'm thinking they look exactly alike.
Man, okay. celebrities.
How old is he now? His voice wears me out.
Oh, I know.
I've seen him
it's
since
so
a kid.
It's so weird to see him grow up on TV.
Like your voice is changing. This
same
is
same with
weird.
Luke. Yeah. Luke's like,
yeah,
super awkward right now,
and also very inappropriate sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I heard Luke has like a killer IQ. I heard that guy's like a savant in real
oh,
life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. But
that's
yeah,
hilarious. Then he plays just a fucking
just an idiot.
Idiot. Yeah.
They also had well Terry Crews though. On the Terry Crews note, the guy is
no shirt.
No shirt, rips his jersey off, walks to the plate, starts peck.
I would only
peck
assume
jumping,
so. Yep.
And has the worst batting swing I think I've ever seen in my life. Worse than Charles Barkley's golf swing.
That's bull. There's
no.
nothing in the world worse than Charles Barkley's golf swing. The only thing worse than that is Donald Trump's Twitter.
Daniel Perez, look up Terry Crews' batting swing. It'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
It'll blow your mind. Drew Brees was there. That was cool.
Mm.
But yeah, it was a killer weekend. They had the All-Star Fan Fest too. Cal Ripken was there. Raleigh Fingers with
yeah,
the mustache.
Yeah, they named the NL Batting Award after Tony Dwynn, which
yeah.
is sweet.
Yeah, that was really, really rad. So they gave that, and then they also have the
AL's
Rob
Carew.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is the best name to announce.
Yeah. Dave Winfield was there too. He threw out the,
yeah.
the first pitch before the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, that was cool. I don't know why you need a first pitch for the Home Run Derby.
There's going to be a lot of them.
Who threw out the first pitch for the Celebrity All-Star game?
Shit, I don't even remember. Dude, it was a long day because we went to the Fan Fest, which took a couple hours. Then there was the Futures game.
So
the,
right.
Yeah, the Futures
oh,
game was
great.
Before. Well, they yeah, and because you know that the Celebrities game, if that's first, people are going to bounce and no one's going to be at the Futures
yeah.
game.
Yep.
But the Futures game was just long as shit, man. It was so long because I think everybody's just
baseball
trying to get their
game.
Well, they're trying to show their talent
well, it's
with
like,
their like little window of time they have.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the All-Star game too. It takes a long time because you're changing pitchers.
They're just
pitchers so often.
Rotating.
You know, everybody,
yeah.
And pinch hitters and pinch runners because you know you want everyone to get some PT.
But it was cool to see that in Petco for the first time, seeing in downtown San Diego.
I thought they did a really good
San
job.
San Diego was a really like in the national spotlight very well.
Yeah.
Dude, we like that stadium is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are calling it the best in the nation now since they've showcased on national
TV. I mean, it's
like
a great
that.
Stadium.
Yeah.
Food,
Petco Park.
Beer selection.
Yep.
Ladies
and
gentlemen,
there's a lot to do when you're watching the Padres lose.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not been to Petco Park in San Diego, you have to do yourself a favor and get there.
Well, I think the
don't watch the Padres.
Yeah.
take the Pop Not Soda's recommendation.
Just wait for your team to come.
Phil's
so
is on like the level 200, by the way. You can go there.
Yep. Beer garden.
Get a nice meal.
In
then
the
go
back
to
right
Stone
field.
On the third level.
They have that. I mean, they have so much beer.
Yeah.
So much beer.
Well, I think the Home Run Derby really showed off the stadium, too.
Oh,
because fucking A. I mean, Mark Trumbo and Mike Stanton, Giancarlo
yeah.
Stanton.
Giancarlo.
Just mashed a couple bricks out of the Western Metal Supply.
Yeah.
And then a couple off the huge.
I heard that
Jumbo
a bunch of furniture and seats and everything in left field are just destroyed after the Home Run Derby because not only were balls hitting them, but people just mobbing for those balls and like just jumping over everything.
Oh yeah, just running through chairs that are flipped. Yeah, I guarantee it's just like a madhouse.
Yeah, I mean that was the most people. I think there were more people at the Home Run Derby than there were at the...
Yeah, because I don't think you need a seat for that. You like you can stand in a crowd. Right, like, that's fine.
Dude, a few of our buddies at work got tickets for $100. There was like a standing room area.
That's not bad.
Yeah, at the stadium for the Home Run Derby, which and I think the All-Star game was like $175. Wasn't too bad.
That's not bad.
Some of those tickets were going in for like $15,000 to $2,000.
Yeah. Good God. Yeah. Good God.
My buddy sold his season tickets for those two nights, which the season tickets cost him with the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby like $2,000 maybe, and he sold those four tickets for like $5,000.
Good God.
Yeah. Camlo did the same thing.
Slanged them?
Yeah. Camlo, if you're listening.
Good job on you, Cam.
But nice you are listening to Pop Not Soda.
Pop Not Soda. Episode 20.
Season 2.
Dub. Yes.
We are
Dub
there.
Nation.
Dan, put that Twos phone. Are cheap. Put the fucking phone away. I can't. He's had it up all day.
Get those goddamn Pokemon.
So that's here. Okay. So that's another thing. I didn't see many Pokemon players out. I still think it was early in the week before this thing blew
right
up.
Now, bro.
But Dan, get this shit down.
Stop Dan's playing mind. With his balls.
Yeah.
Are we just let me play Pokemon Go right now?
Kill that audio within 8 seconds because we're going to have to pay for it.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Fuck you, Nintendo. You're already making enough goddamn money right now.
Seriously. Dude, so if you have not heard, Pokemon Go, Nintendo's new mobile app that uses augmented reality.
It? I mean, it's
I don't know,
taking
maybe
over the freaking world.
You could have gotten hit by one of Stanton's home run balls and been in a coma since.
Ooh, very true.
People are still catching Pokemon.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're still
that's the only way
Pokemon.
You don't know. But yes, Nintendo's mobile platform, augmented reality, open world game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pokemon
it's
Go.
Intense.
It is blowing up in the world. I just went around the corner the other day, walked through the park, and just people everywhere.
Yeah.
Crowds.
I feel
people.
Like this will make neighborhoods safer.
There's a coin toss on that one.
Think about it. You can't get away with shady crimes when there's like 200, 400 people.
You literally set up lures in this augmented reality game to bait people to show up at locations.
I mean, haven't you heard
You
about,
don't think there's going to be a negative...
That's been two instances.
Yeah.
Two five people
Midwest.
Total got robbed.
The game's been out for what? 4 days?
A week now.
Okay, so every 3.5 days we're going to have an
hit
instance.
All those numbers in less than a
week?
Yeah,
in less than a week, Nintendo has added $9 billion of worth to their company.
That's a B.
A billion.
And just the app alone, more users than Twitter.
Tinder.
Instagram.
Yeah, more daily usage than any other social media site currently.
It's unreal. Like, you go... Go to anywhere online, and there's something about Pokemon Go. Like any site, it doesn't matter.
Like our
everyone's
podcast.
Talking about it. Like our podcast.
Trump and Clinton talked about it today.
Yeah,
both of
Did
them.
You see
Dude,
what
Hillary's
Trump
dropping
put out?
Fucking lines.
So the Trump website put out a online little mini game where they have a picture of Hillary with like the Pokemon Go background, and you can catch Crooked Hillary. And it gives you like a description about how
is
she's
that the name
liar.
Of the Pokemon Crooked Hillary?
It's called Crooked Hillary.
Like, does it end with like a chew or anything
no,
like that?
No, Crooked Hillary Mon. It's just
Hillary
Crooked
e?
Hillary.
Hillary E?
And it's terrible. And I think the worst part about it is that Trump thought to do something that clever.
Did you hear her line today, though? Mm-mm. She goes, and about this Pokemon Go thing. I hope somebody comes out with something that makes the Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh, yep.
God,
we're gonna shut off the podcast right
no,
now.
So speaking
drop
of that, yeah, seriously. But that may be something they actually do. Because part of the game, if you have not played, there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of these geolocations called Pokestops. For a lot
AKA
of places in the
Virgin
area,
headquarters.
For a lot of places in the areas, they're like electric boxes or like different like landmarks. And that's where you can go and get supplies, and that's where usually like more Pokemon are hanging out, just not like randomly. But you can set up lures like Brett mentioned, which is like for half an hour, it'll just attract Pokemon. And so not only have businesses who have Pokestops right by them or at them.
Small businesses.
They've been buying lures, and then they will put them on during hours where they typically have slow business, and they've been increasing their business because people will come in, hang out. You know, there's an ice cream shop in Culver City who they were having lower numbers at night. So they decided to buy lures and use the lures at night, and their profits have gone up in the past week because more people have been coming in to play the game, hanging out, and buying their product.
It's crazy. How crazy is that? That something, yeah, it is impacting reality in such a way. Dude, that I don't think any other digital game's ever done this before.
Yeah, and no, I think it's definitely it's, not. No it's way. Showing game developers that augmented reality is possible, and that it will just wreck profits. Everyone will play it.
That's what I think is going to be the biggest thing to come out of this, other than Nintendo saving itself
after the year of Luigi.
Yeah, I mean, it took a week.
Oh, come on, Mario.
Like, it's crazy. I'm still trying to like wrap my head around.
Too bad Luigi didn't come up with this idea.
Who knows? Maybe this was Luigi's master plan all along.
Have a shitty year, call it Year of Luigi, and then drop a bomb on
so
it.
So he shorts all of Nintendo's stock, shorts all the stock, absolutely turns it into a dumpster fire.
Martha Stewart's it on the back end.
And then buys it all back on their turnaround.
Boom.
Oh, we got this Pokemon Go shit dropping, bitches.
What gold coins for days, motherfuckers.
What if Luigi knew that the only way to get
it's a good investment
to get Pokemon Go released was if Nintendo was desperate?
Yeah.
So he's like, we have to make Nintendo desperate to develop Pokemon Go.
Right? But anyway.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest thing to come out of this is the augmented reality portion of this game. I think that's the reason why so many people are attracted to it who have no idea what Pokemon is, you know?
Going out in public, you have a 90% chance to see somebody playing it.
Yeah. I was at a like professional awards networking event last night. And I'm walking by this chick who's like in a full business suit, and she's playing the goddamn app at the table.
Just hey, like, bro, when a Sandslash shows up, you got to catch that Sandslash.
Yeah, but that's how I knew how huge this thing was. And like even at my office, like, you know, women who, number one, aren't interested in video games, number two, much less playing them, are fucking playing Pokemon Go. Like, it's unbelievable.
I also think the crazy thing, too, is it forces you to go outside. It forces you to go to new places. And it forces you to walk. Legitimately, one of the aspects of the game to hatch Pokemon eggs is you have to watch 2, 5, or 10 kilometers. It's also teaching Americans the metric system, by the way.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Nintendo.
Yeah, thanks, Nintendo. But, dude, it's crazy. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I was walking around Balboa Park. For those of you not in San Diego, it is a huge, like, it's basically San Diego's like Central Park. It's, you know, that's what I would compare it to. It's not nearly as big, but it's in like right in the middle of the city. Like, and God, it was like 75% of the people there were playing. And
it's crazy.
It's nice. It's social
that is so
too,
nuts.
Because like people are like chatting with strangers about
social
where to
sometimes.
Go.
It's social sometimes.
Yeah. Well,
the group I saw was. No one was talking.
Well, because you, I think it's also the area you're in. Because I feel like all these people
no
who
one
are
talks to anybody here.
All those people who were out at Balboa, they were out there for the reason, and everybody's playing it. So, like, when you look around and there's hundreds of people playing this game, you don't feel as embarrassed when you're at a park in the middle of your neighborhood and there's like 20 dudes hanging around a rock, and they don't want to make eye contact.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was.
It's ridiculous. If a disease ever spreads as fast as this game, we're all dead.
Do you think they'll use this for the polls in November?
I do think they'll probably put Pokestops at
that's
the,
actually
the
a
polling
great
places.
Idea. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Right?
Why not?
Yeah, and then you just I think it's great. Whatever you can motivate people to do things like they've been placing them at animal shelters, so people will go to animal shelters. They've been placing like here's the downside
that's
though.
So nuts.
Here's the downside. The Holocaust Museum and
oh,
the Arlington
right,
National
right.
Cemetery.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Somebody apparently... So the Holocaust Museum requested to have the game blocked in their museum because somebody apparently caught a coughing.
What's that?
A wheezing. They're like gas Pokemon.
Oh,
in
that's
the Holocaust
bad.
Museum.
That's bad. Yeah. I mean,
like, that's
it's
bad.
Gonna,
but
it's going to have some
this is a
unintended
beta, yeah.
consequences.
Right, right.
Just
nobody
like
thought about
that.
It's a random algorithm. But yes, I think
and Nintendo, there's no chance in hell that Nintendo thought it was going to be as popular as it's become.
Oh,
you know?
They're, so, with how often it crashes,
yeah,
definitely they had no idea.
Dude, they can't even figure out installs on my Wii U. How the hell would they figure out something so complicated like this?
Because they kind of have help from Google.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it utilizes Google Maps.
So here's a question. Is there any way, is there anything that you can set up that gets people away from an area?
Oh, no.
Okay, damn.
Because that's
that would be funny.
That's yeah, that's right? Not what they want to do. They want you to go mingle, be social. They want you outside. It's next to the Wii Fit. It's basically, I think it's the best game for having ulterior motives that are healthier than sitting inside and playing a video game.
Yeah. And it'll be really, really interesting to see how, I mean, no, actually this is full offense, Nintendo, like better companies and smarter, more efficient companies, when they see this success and, you know, I'm thinking that a lot of companies already have something in the works like this. For something...
It's tough, too, because like Pokemon is very popular. And it's crazy because I didn't even think about it, but it's its 20th year anniversary in the States this year. Yeah. It's been around for 20 years. Like,
yeah.
I've grown up with it. And I think they capitalized on the fact that... it also pits at the part of the brain that enjoys collecting things and upgrading, because it's not just like I'm playing a game.
Oh, persistent progression.
That's exactly what it is.
Persistent progression.
So somebody asked me like, well, you know, in 2 months, aren't you just going to be over it? I was like, yeah, but what I'm afraid of is then they're going to drop the next 150 goddamn Pokemon, and then there's all these new Pokemon to catch. And that's exactly what they do with the cards. That's exactly what they do with the TV show and the video games. And their video games, I will say, have been the most consistent smaller platform games since Zelda.
It's their only one that they consistently make.
I can't. So do you think there's anything like on that note, what you were saying is with better companies coming out, can you think of anything that is like this, like that you capture, I guess, from like 90s nostalgia or anything like that?
A lot of people have talked about if they could develop a Harry Potter Go app.
Right.
So you could go to locations and like find a spell or a wand or just find something. When you show your camera, animations would then happen on the camera of that location.
Oh, like augmented reality.
I'm trying to say is, yeah, not the same framework as like
capturing
catching
something,
but just the fact that you're utilizing GPS and then you have the ability to, yeah, instantly switch to real time and have something show up on the screen.
Yeah.
And, you know, if this can, you know, relate to like an iPad and you have a bigger screen, then...
Yeah, but then you need broadband.
You know what I want?
Right.
I want Goonies augmented reality.
Go to hell.
Treasure map.
No.
Just treasure hunting. Something like that.
That's called geocaching, guys. We already have it.
Is it? I haven't done it.
Yeah. Are there apps like that?
Is it real stuff, though, that you catch?
Yeah.
I don't want to catch real
you
shit.
You guys have never done geocaching?
No.
No.
This is basically geocaching, but like it's not weird. It's a video game. Geocaching is, yeah, you can.
We'll get short round on it. He'll
no, they're tangible things that you can. They give you the coordinates that you put into a GPS, and then you've got to go find it, and it's hidden at a location. Like Alyssa, a regular guest that we have on the show, she was in the geocaching for a couple of years, and we'd go into like Normal Heights, and she'd be like, oh, there's a geocache over here. And she'd go over, and then behind like this stop sign, she pulls down this magnetic thing, and it's got a list of people who have found it and like an item for you to take, and you're supposed to leave an item.
What?
You guys know nothing about geocaching?
No.
That's what it is. It's urban treasure hunting.
Okay.
And that's been around for like 10 years
almost. Yeah, but are there – okay, so with that, are there like riddles and stuff? Or like, because that's what I want.
Yeah,
like, I want puzzles. Like, do I have to like play an organ that's going to like have floors dropping out from under me?
No,
things
not
like
really,
that.
No,
that's what I want. Is like augment reality.
No, you're going to find a Tootsie Roll in a fucking
somebody's half chewing
magnet key holder. Yeah,
yeah.
Just
somebody's
be
half
happy
chewing
with Pokemon Go.
Geocaching sounds really good. Yeah. So
you
Pokemon.
Know, if you want to live in the 80s, Nintendo is releasing a smaller version of their OG system. So,
so
yeah.
That's another
I can't
thing.
Wait.
So on
can't
top of them,
wait.
On top, on top of them kicking ass with this Pokemon Go app, within the same week they announced this mini NES system.
Right.
Which if you haven't seen, look it up. It's the coolest thing ever.
Are they taking pre-orders?
I don't know for sure.
Pre-order the shit out of
that. No, because that's what I'm saying. It's stupid to talk about it, in my opinion, to talk about it now, because they're not releasing it until November.
Yeah, November 17th.
I think I know why they're talking about it now, because Nintendo is probably one of the most top searched for things in the past week. So sure. Get it out right now. It's free publicity.
But if you do that, then you got to have the option to pre-order. So then you just have, you know, money to burn right up front.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Maybe it wasn't
thought. Ride the wave,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But this, okay, so this system, is there anything different from the original? I don't think so. It's the exact same
thing.
Smaller.
It's probably smaller, wireless controllers. Like, I have a system like this.
No, I've seen that. Yeah, it's got two plugs. Yeah, two plug hubs. Why would you want it? It's a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
I have a Sega that's like this.
Oh, you know what? The only way it can be wireless if you have a Wii remote.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because apparently they can, the Wii remote can speak to that.
But so I have a Sega console that's like this. It has like 200 games on it. And it has wireless controllers, and it was $40 on a Black Friday.
See, but does that run properly?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're full games.
Because I have like played. I will say though that the controller
is tiny.
Well, not
non-responsive.
Yes, non-responsive. Very.
I don't have any issues.
Very shaky.
See, that's the thing is, I feel like these
maybe
like
the wired will work.
Yeah,
better.
I've heard hit or miss things on these. Like, I mean, this is coming out from Nintendo though. So, I mean, if you have any problems with it, you can send it right back to Nintendo, and they're going to be able to take care of it, which
Luigi,
is not like
Luigi
some...
Fits
yeah.
It for me.
Yeah, not like buying it from, like, Kohl's.
Attention,
in the
Luigi.
Line or something like that.
Fix this shit.
That's so, where Luigi's all right, at.
What game are you looking forward to? Or what game would you want that's not listed?
Oh, what game do I want that's not listed?
Because we talked about how Contra's not on there. I want Contra. I know Super C's on there, but...
Red.
So we can run through the list right now. It's really quick... Balloon Fight, Bubble Bobble, Castlevania, Castlevania 2, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Double Dragon 2, Dr. Mario, Excitebike, Final Fantasy, Galaga, Ghosts and Goblins, Gradius, Ice Climbers, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Mario Brothers, Mega Man 2, Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, Pac-Man, Punch-Out, featuring Mr. Dream. I didn't know that was the full title. Star Tropics, Super Contra, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers 3, Tecmo Bowl, featuring who?
Mr. Bo Jackson.
Yes. The Unstoppable, Bo Jackson.
Legend of Zelda and Legend of Zelda 2, the
Sir
side-scrolling weird
That's
game.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I would say if you could somehow get the Wii remote to work for Duck Hunt,
ooh,
that would really be the only like significant game shortage that I could think of. Because, yes, I mean, Super Punch-Out, you got all the Marios, you got Donkey Kong, you got Ninja Gaiden, you got Final Fantasy. I mean, heavy hitters right there.
Yeah. Did you guys... I think mine would be... it's a really rare game, but Little Nemo. Adventures in Slumberland. That was a game that I used to play way back in the day with the kid with the floating bed.
No. Was the original Star Fox on Nintendo?
Super Nintendo.
It was on Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yep. That's the first game I ever got for Super Nintendo. Yeah.
Getting greedy. We can't have those.
You're telling me those graphics? Those graphics
with
are on...
the shapes?
Yes. The polygonal figure. You're telling me that was...
And then what about this first Street Fighter? Because I know Street Fighter 2 is Super Nintendo.
Oh, I'll tell you one. Why isn't Contra on there?
I said that. Like.
Oh, you did say that. Okay, sorry. Sorry. Contra's not on there. Wasn't listening to you, Dan.
Such a good point, Brett. Yeah. You're so smart.
Can you believe it? Yeah. I mean,
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
No one's ever brought it up either.
Oh, man. Well, I will be purchasing that. Well, we'll see. If I get bored of Pokemon Go, maybe I'll buy it. Because if they release more Pokemon, I may not buy it.
I'm buying it day one. Just to have the nostalgia. I mean, it's going to be, I don't care if I even play it. I'm just going to have a $70 looking Nintendo.
Real quick.
Shelf.
Actually, I wonder how much you could buy actual Nintendos for.
That's a question.
They're kind of expensive.
Okay, so that's a question. Does it play the old school games? Like, is there any... Can you flip open the thing and put a game in? Or is it just loaded with
the... Really? Because, like, the Sega I have, you can play Sega games.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, interesting.
I wonder.
Yeah. Real quick, one last point I wanted to make about Pokemon Go. I like it because it is a freemium game.
Of course it is.
Where they can charge, but... You don't have to bug your friends to get more stuff or wait. You just have to go outside. Like, they're not putting a social, like, they're not social pressure on your friends. Like, that's what I've hated from other previous freemium games that have been super popular. Like, I never played Farmville, never played Candy Crush, because I think I got so annoyed by all the requests to give me a life or all that kind of stuff. Or, you know, it sucks when you're playing a game and you can't pass a level. Then they're like, yeah, take a time out for a day. See us tomorrow. This is just like, no, get off your ass. Stop being lazy. Go down the block and walk half a kilometer and back, and then you can play again.
That's a good... That is a good point, actually. I mean, that's one cool thing. You hear a lot of stories about, like, kids who were just really reclusive and wouldn't go outside that are now outside running around. You know, kids that have had anxiety and all this, you know, shit and good feel-good
stories.
There's
a story
so
about
someone
with agoraphobia who they stepped outside for the first time in years because they were playing this game.
Dude, that's cool. Like, my good buddy's friend, or my good buddy's son, went out on a date. They went on, like, a Pokemon catching date.
I mean, this was out when I was in high school.
Damn.
I would have been pulling bitches in high school more than I was if this was out and I could go on a Pokemon date.
You didn't have all the bitches in high school, Dan?
Not all, but I would.
So, Dan,
I only had some.
If you were a high schooler playing Pokemon Go right now, what do you think is the balance between personality and Pokemon collection? Do you think it's more appealing to have a better personality or a better Pokemon collection?
Come check out these balls, girl.
Yeah, I just really all Pokeballs. Just depends on how she handles. You know what? I'm not going to fall into this trap. I'm going to stop here. We're going to go to break.
I was waiting for it.
We're going to come back.
Shit.
Brian's reviewing 13 Hours, a Michael Bay film.
Not the length of the film. Close, though.
Close to it.
But yes, the most recent Michael Bay directed film.
Then we've got some more news revolving Pennywise from the upcoming Stephen King movie It. That's creepy. Speaking of scary, and it's Taylor Swift again, and this ongoing feud with her ex-boyfriend Calvin Harris.
She cray.
Yeah,
I probably would be scared of Taylor Swift.
Oh, hell, she's have no fury.
Like Taylor
like
Swift's
Taylor
PR
Swift.
Team.
Yeah, like Taylor Swift's PR team, exactly.
So stick around, and we'll be right back after the break.
All right, guys, put down your Pokeballs for 5 fucking minutes because I'm about to drop some knowledge on you. That's right. It's once again time for Brian's Homeless movie review. And this week, I took about 3 hours to watch 13 Hours. I know that doesn't seem to make mathematical sense, but in a Michael Bay universe, anything's possible. So 13 Hours is a true story, which Michael Bay just throws at you, you know, in like the first opening credit of the movie. This is a true story. Guess what, Michael Bay? That's a big fucking pile of horseshit. You're telling me that everything in this goddamn movie actually happened in real life? Give me a fucking break. So this is based on a true story, 13 Hours. Essentially, a night in Benghazi, Libya, where a secret CIA base was attacked along with a U.S. embassy, which was one of like the final standing ones inside of Libya, because it was deemed as a failed state. So everybody got the fuck out, and there were, you know, the dictator was overthrown in the country, Gaddafi. And then there's just all these militant groups that came up, started raiding all of, you know, his military and stockpiling weapons. And, you know, for good reason, the CIA was there secretly. So basically, this movie is just about Jim from The Office growing a beard, growing a large pair of testicles, and it's just strapping up, heading out because he needs the money. Sometimes the real world ain't that cool. I mean, fuck, he had to sit in an office and work next to Dwight and like marry some plain Jane named Pam. So yeah, I'd probably go to Libya too. So yeah, he's a contractor, goes out, meets some of his boys, who are Yeah, just fucking in Benghazi, trying to protect the secret CIA base, and a U.S. ambassador ends up coming in, and then it's the 13 hours during the night where a lot of shit goes down. They basically are in a firefight in two locations, one being the embassy that eventually gets burned down, and the second being the compound where the secret CIA base is. And it's just a whole lot of really bad writing, which Michael Bay, I don't think he wrote the movie. I think some other douche wrote this movie.
I think one of the guys that was there actually helped write it.
Mm. Well, I mean, not his fault, because he probably actually wrote what happened, and then, you know, the movie studios got their fingers on it and were like, oh, no, we got to make Jim from The Office care about his kids and, you know, all that kind of horseshit. Not that that's not important, but it's just bad storytelling in a movie. I will say, like, the action scenes, you know, applaud you there, Michael Bay. You've always been good at action. It's an R-rated movie, so he's definitely showing heads explode and body parts flying around. So that was cool to see, as, you know, masochistic as that might sound, but always nice to see a war movie and a little bit of realism to it. Again, you know, it looks like a video game, so I don't believe for a second that these are actual true events, but, you know, as close to in a movie universe, right? So, you know, the movies, it's really long. If you listened to my review last week about The Hateful Eight, I thought that was definitely unnecessarily too long. This movie as well, I think you could probably cut out at least 45 minutes and it would be, you know, like nice and tight and clean. And, you know, I would say just get right to the action, you know, like you don't need to fuck around. Just everybody's there because they want to see some Middle Easterns get their faces blown off by M16s, like, show that, right? So, you know, all in all, entertaining movie. Don't, like, go rush out to see it. I will say, you know, John Krasinski, who plays Jim from The Office, I like him a lot. Like, I thought he pulled off the role well. He was definitely believable. I mean, there were a couple of really corny scenes, which I don't think that was really handled well by the director. But you know, he sheds a couple tears, and, you know, it gets you emotional at certain points in the movie. And, you know, he's a believable badass too, which is hard to do going from being Jim from The Office. So, you know, all in all, I'm going to say 3 out of 5 quarters for 13 hours. Again, you know, if you're into intense, pretty gnarly action, this is a good film for you, but just, you know, make sure you carve out 3 hours of your day.
So it's a 75-cent flick.
It is.
Got one question for you. 'Cause I remember watching it and there are a ton of scenes where you don't know if somebody's bad or good, but what they're doing is they're looking suspicious because they're showing their cell phone and taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Do you think it's worth rewatching and putting in your head that everybody's playing Pokemon Go?
Yeah. I mean, that was actually my assumption while watching the movie. Especially after a real world incident where a guy on the fucking front lines, I can't remember where he is, I think he's in Afghanistan, catches a goddamn fucking Pokemon in the middle of the desert. Took a screenshot of it. Proof.
Man, they're out there. They're everywhere.
Suck on that, weirdos from Encinitas who decide to fall off a cliff.
Wait, the other guy from The Office was in this movie too, right?
Yeah, Pam's jealous boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, Opie.
He was.
Yeah, Opie. Yeah. He did. Opie is also in this movie. So yeah. two alums from The Office.
And then the most disgusting character SVU has ever had is in this movie as well.
Okay.
Is that the guy that played Gale in Breaking Bad? Because Gale's in it, too. He's the
big guy. Oh, he is. Yeah, he plays the chief of the secret CIA base.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Breaking Bad.
There was a lot of TV actors in this movie.
I thought it was cast well.
Yeah, I know. They did well. Like,
yeah.
I think
they're all, like, you know, they're all actors that you could.
The ending is just a little. It's just a little Lone Survivor for me.
Yeah.
Where like, I feel like Lone Survivor gives you the same feelings. It's the same type of narrative where you're like supposed to feel very patriotic after.
Well, I think, yes, but then I think what Michael Bay did a good job of is like showing the aftermath on the other side. And, you know, like all the wives and mothers finding dead husbands.
Having to
and
drape
sons.
Bodies. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know, so there's also that part of it. But yeah, God bless the USA.
You know, one thing I'll say, and this does, like, I think Michael Bay does better when he's confined to a somewhat true story. I think it was one of the more enjoyable films I've seen from him in a while, strictly because they don't have to go to a factory and it blows up as they're escaping or just some stupid, really, really explosive action scene.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like he was a little more handcuffed than usual, and I think that actually produced a better movie.
I just don't understand why he feels it necessary to make such a long movie.
Oh, it's you know? It's Michael Bay.
It's Michael fucking Bay.
I mean, he pours it into every shot. Even the useless ones. Even the useless ones.
He loves it so much. Yeah. Oh, no, we got to do 10 reshoots. The lighting wasn't right.
Yeah, I mean, he's... Yeah.
All right, I got a question for you. What would you... Okay, would you rather watch movies directed by Zack Snyder until you died or movies directed by Michael Bay until you died? And you cannot watch Bad Boys or Bad Boys 2 from Michael Bay.
Oh, then Zack Snyder.
Are you kidding? Well, everybody knows how I feel. Everybody knows how I feel. I would take Michael Bay in a heartbeat. Oh, yeah.
Some Armageddon.
I would take anything.
Some shite.
It's just all the Transformers. Like, I would rather have 300 and Watchmen than the Transformers.
You know, I would rather watch a Michael Bay movie on a VHS that sat in a dusty cabinet that doesn't even play right than watch any Zack Snyder film again.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean,
so
Zack Snyder and
Drake are about on the same level.
No, Drake's actually good at what he does. Before we get into that again, in the realm of music,
you almost have me there, Brian.
In the realm of music, and if you don't know what we were talking about, check out last week's episode. We find out how much Brett really hates Drake. Is that we talked about this a couple weeks ago? But man, Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris. It is getting ugly, and I feel so bad for Calvin Harris.
Yeah, so I thought it was over like 3 weeks ago.
Just leave him alone.
Calvin thought it was over too.
Yeah,
and
because he was very surprised, at least according
right.
to like his
and it all and it's all stemming from him liking one of her pictures, right? Isn't that
is
how
that
it
what
is?
Happened?
That, so the
that's
rumor,
awkward too. By the way,
the rumor that is right. is that she posted a photo of her and Hiddleston.
T-Hid?
Yeah.
Who's completely ruined his chances of getting Bond now.
Oh, yeah.
Because of this bullshit.
Yeah. The Brits won't let this slide.
Yeah. So.
And he, I guess he liked a photo. Ooh.
Big fucking deal.
You know? BFD. I just, being the bigger person is not something Taylor, like, is okay with, because she has to be seen as the victor and everything, and be seen as the victim as well. But then...
Was he liking it while he was... You know, just
with
in
the
bed
models,
with like three perfect 10 models.
Dude, I feel like he's learning from Leonardo DiCaprio very well. Like, I think Leo must have called him up and like, hey, no, don't sweat it. This is what you do.
Yeah.
Get a yacht, get some models.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Calvin Harris probably never sweating it. I mean, the guy not only makes, you know, fuck you money, but he's got girls throwing themselves at him literally every time.
By the way,
plays.
If you don't know what fuck you money is, go check season one. Brian gives a breakdown of fuck you money in season one.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, basically people put out an article yesterday or the day before.
Because people's good at repairing relationships.
Oh, well,
that's what they do.
You know, I mean, they're just pushing a story that Taylor's PR team gave them. That Taylor Swift actually wrote the lyrics for What You Came For, Calvin Harris and Rihanna's number one hit right now. But if you look at the writing credits,
how many
track,
words are actually in that song?
Seven. I don't know. And if you actually look at the track, there it's she's not listed with credit for the writing. So they were saying that he didn't
Calvin.
Give her credit. So he responds with, she did write it. That's true. And she sang a little bit of it. And she did a great job. She's a great lyricist. And then it gets messy because then his next response is about how she wanted it kept secret. That's why there's a pseudonym. And he goes into the fact that he's wondering why, if she were happy in her current relationship, would she be trying to take down her ex-boyfriend over something like this? And he also brings up that, you know, it's hurtful for him to her team and her went out of their way like that to try and make him look bad for no reason. And that he knows, and this is quotes from his Twitter. "I know you're off tour and you need someone new to try and bury like Katie, etc. But I'm not that guy. Sorry, I won't allow it. Please focus on the positive aspects of your life because you've earned a great one."
Mm.
Mm. And that was it.
High road. Yeah. Good for you.
Because I feel like she just set him up like this was a trap.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
A lure?
Yeah, a lure. She's been playing Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me now believe that the phone call that she had with Kanye West and he got permission to use that line in Famous, I feel like that is 100% true on Kanye's end now. I feel like whatever Kanye said actually happened and they didn't like the reaction, so her team then changed the story.
I can believe that.
Because her team got caught in a lie because they were like, oh no, there was never a phone call, but then Taylor admitted there was a phone call, but that she told Kanye she didn't like the line. And the team was like, oh, there was a phone call. But man, her PR people are nasty.
I feel like it's like the Deadspin team. When it goes offline, after business hours, it's Taylor Swift's team.
Oh, dude, they're like, yeah. I mean, they're just
relentless.
Yeah. And it's got to be a large team of people that are just everywhere.
I feel like when she got burned by Harry Styles, remember, where like his PR team apparently set up their whole relationship and then he broke up with her, that she must have just gone out and got the most ruthless PR team so that she would never look dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or look bad again.
Oh, she got Kerry Washington from
Scandal.
From Scandal.
But dude, and then Cosmopolitan posted an article about how Calvin Harris is the fuckboy DJ you don't need to support. And I'm like,
yeah, I've seen him twice. He's pretty worth supporting.
Yeah.
he's pretty good.
He's pretty darn entertaining.
Before anything with Taylor Swift, Calvin Harris, like, he was never really in the press. He was quiet. He was making good music. Still doing that part, but like, I just feel bad for him. Like, and it makes me not like Taylor Swift at all anymore. Like, I liked her like 7% before.
I honestly don't feel bad for him at all because this is what you came for.
That's it. Dan's walking out right now. Dan's giving.
Headphones
up.
Are off. Leave.
I actually wasn't gonna say that, but. It was too perfect. But no, that's what you sign up for when you're in a celebrity relationship. Like, you know that likely things aren't going to work out, and this is the wrath of T-Swift that you're going to have to wear. But, I mean, you know, Calvin Harris, he's probably laughing at this shit right now because he's getting great publicity, too. And it's like people are going to be like, oh, God, oh, Taylor's right. I can't listen to Calvin anymore.
He just goes and hides in a cave.
Yeah. Give me a break. This fucking concert in excess is going to be sold out for the next 10 years straight.
Calvin Harris has always hit me as the guy who, like, not to the extent that Jack Johnson is, where Jack Johnson is just, like, the opposite of a celebrity, where he doesn't want to be, like, he just has his beach house and that's it and, like, doesn't do anything. But I've always felt like he is a DJ, and the celebrity is the consequence. He was never out to be like.
Man, he just wants to spin records and get massages. That's all he wants. That's all
he
wants.
I'm pretty sure that the massage thing was fake, too. I'm pretty sure that's Taylor's PR team, too.
Yeah, give me a break. Calvin Harris is going to a fucking rub and tug. Like, yeah. Get out of here. Yeah. All he has to do is walk outside. He doesn't have to go anywhere.
I'm curious to know, how do you think of, like, that PR team works? Like, do they scan? Is like one person responsible for like one social media thing or?
Oh no, I think it's multiple.
It
multiple
is like
across
battle
all platforms.
And it's what
like,
are you just? Are
it's
you
like
just
battle plans? Like they have a strategic war room.
So this for is sure. This is really room, stupid. But like, is one person just responsible for like continuing to Google Taylor Swift to see like what refreshes or
like
what do you have to do?
Probably
like just continually search.
Sure.
Yeah,
probably.
That's that has to be the worst. Job.
I mean, that's what Short Round does for all three of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, none of us actually tweet from Twitter. That's
but we
just Short
pay
Round.
Him pretty well.
Hot dogs. Wait,
we pay, it's food.
You pay him?
Well, it's food. Minimum wage just got raised, so we're now giving him two hot dogs. This is an internship, guys.
Unpaid.
Keep in mind, we've treated him very well on Twitter, too. We've never had issues with Short Round on Twitter.
Put it through the dirt.
Absolutely. So that's what I'm saying. We know how to maintain relationships.
He's actually not in the studio right now because I sent him with my phone to go play Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Ooh.
So he did catch me some Pokemon.
Got to catch them all, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last thing I want to touch about, we talked about scary people and terrible people, a.k.a. Taylor Swift. So speaking of terrible and scary things.
Guys, I'm excited. I am very, very excited.
Like fear boner excited?
This is something that I've been waiting for a long time.
I'm going to take that
time.
As a yes.
I don't want to know about your fear boners.
No basketball shorts.
Did you say fear of boners or fear boners?
Fear boners.
Oh, fear boners. Fear boners.
I don't want to know about your fear boners.
Okay. See, hang on that last part of fear, and it makes me think that there's fear of in there. Say it
again. Fear of boners? Like you're scared of boners?
Are you trying to tell us that you are afraid of boners right
now? No, I'm just saying. I didn't
know. Is that what it would turn into? Like if you saw Pennywise, it would just turn into a huge raging boner because that's your biggest fear?
Like a boner? They all float down here, Georgie. Oh, God, that'd be terrible.
With the makeup, but it's still got the makeup on.
The clown makeup?
Yeah, and the wig.
Would you like a bag of dicks, Georgie?
Oh, we were talking
Hoogie
about...
Hoogie Boogie, Georgie. Hoogie Boogie.
Released image of the upcoming Stephen King film adaptation, It.
Yes.
Yes, and it's a boner with that.
Yeah. Brett's excited and... more than one way about Pennywise.
Yeah, so they showed the set pick today, I guess, or not even a set pick. It's totally like a
promo pick.
It's a promo pick. Pennywise, Bill Skarsgård from Hemlock Grove, who's in the Skarsgård family. Alex Skarsgård, Tarzan.
Yep.
If anybody
is it just the two of them? I heard that's performing it really well, critically. Tarzan.
No, other way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
fans like it. That was something interesting about 13 Hours is how vastly different
critics and
fans was split.
Anyway,
as I digress,
Pennywise.
Yeah. So Stephen King's It, if I think everybody's that's grew up in the 90s seen the miniseries, the 2-part miniseries.
And if you
it's
don't,
the scary fucking
if
clown.
You haven't
that's
if you,
you
haven't seen
remember.
What he looks like, go check out our Facebook right now.
Pennywise the clown.
Yeah, the photo of Pennywise is up on our Facebook.
Yeah, and it's scary. So Bill Skarsgård's playing It. It's coming back.
So scary. Brett has a boner.
Coming out. I hate you guys so much. Damn it, Dan. All right. It's coming
Bill
out Skarsgård. Next year. Yeah. It's coming out next year, 2017, directed by the guy that did Mama. Have you guys seen Mama?
Mama.
Pretty good movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's a pretty good movie.
I just made that noise.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. Heavily practical effects, which is going to be good for It. Yep. But yeah, they released it. What do you guys think? I mean, what were your impressions on the original? Do you like it?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's the foundation for why so many people have fear of clowns. I mean, just creepy and scary as shit.
Yeah. That and Fur Elise. I can't hear Fur Elise without thinking immediately of It now. Too.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always hard with like classic remakes because you're always worried. And for the most part. Are disappointed, you know?
Yeah.
Because some things that just shouldn't be touched, but we'll see.
You know, I think it'll be... I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. Cary Fukunaga, the guy that did True Detective Season 1, dropped out of it because he had creative differences with the studio. I guess he pitched a script that was just entire... Like, the studio came back and they're like, dude, we can't make this. Like, no one's... People are going to walk out in the first 10 minutes. It's going to be too scary. We can't make any money off of this.
I'll bet. Oh, man.
They were actually really afraid of how big your boner would be.
Yeah.
If that movie was
Well, which is really interesting because you think about that. That's, I think, the only genre where if you actually do, you can't do too well with that genre because it doesn't make money. No one's going to want to see something that just ultimately scares the living piss out of you.
Right.
So it's really hard to do a balance between that. But like getting back on It, though, you watch the original It. Which was a TV miniseries, too.
It was two parts, right?
Yeah. Has anybody ever seen a TV miniseries better than that? All TV
Roots?
Miniseries suck.
Yeah. Roots?
Oh, Roots is up there. Damn, you had to drop Roots. Yeah. Roots was long, though. Roots was really, yeah. really long.
That's yeah. because, you know, slavery lasted for 346 yeah. years.
But the original, it had, you remember Seth Green was in it?
Oh, fuck. Seth Green Richie. Oh, yeah. was in it. Yeah.
He was in it.
Yeah.
On that note, do you think it would be cool to see any kid, I think it'd be cool to see any kid actor that played that kid role back in the 90s flick come back and play the adult version of that
yeah,
character?
Yeah, because Seth Green's like still the same height, so he could definitely come back.
Yeah, yeah. He could just play the kid again.
I mean, yeah, it's...
No, I really want a Tim Curry cameo.
Do you think it'll happen?
I think it should.
Maybe.
Okay, if he does pop up, do you recognize him?
You know what? I don't, like, will he I don't be even like, need his face. Just give me his voice.
Oh, that might actually be...
Like, it's a subtle reference. You kind of get the nostalgia, the sneak, but it doesn't take away from Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah.
I think just give me the voice real quick.
And they also have the kid from Midnight Special. Great movie.
With Kylo.
Yeah. Kylo Ren is in it.
Yep.
Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon's the dad.
Yeah. Zod.
Zod, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's regretting that.
No chin music.
But yeah, he's playing Bill Denbrough, like the main kid that was played by the Sequest kid that died.
Kid died?
Yeah. What was his name? From Sidekicks back in the day. The Chuck Norris movie.
Yep.
Jonathan Brandis. That's his name.
Oh, nice. Brandis,
there you go.
Yeah, Jonathan Brandis. So he died. But yeah, I think it's going to be... Sorry to say that. So insensitive and move on. But yeah, I think it'll be good. Excited to see it November 2017.
It's got a date. Woo!
Holy yeah. crap, man.
Nintendo and it.
Yeah. First part of it. Two-parter still.
Oh, still a two-parter?
Yeah, still going to be a two-parter. Yeah,
okay.
So.
That's fair enough.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Do we know what network?
No, it's going to be a movie. Full-on movie.
Oh, so they're actually just going to...
Yeah,
oh, just
gonna
well,
make two.
Fuck them.
And like, from, yeah, from what I heard, like, hard R. Too.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Never mind.
Yeah, fear boner hard R.
I'm
yeah.
so glad that
Brett's kind
this
of movie.
Table is in between Brett and I.
Oogie
I'm just
boogie.
I'm just afraid to look over in his direction.
Yeah.
You guys don't want to see the face I'm making right now.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's not your face we're worried about.
Did something just hit the table that we're recording on?
Dude, you guys. Jeez.
Criminy. Thank you for listening, everybody. We have been your weekly sits patch of pop culture, pop not soda.
Put it away now.
Oh. Wow, we got our own sound effects over here.
Test me.
If you ever want to listen to us again after that, you can find us every Monday on iTunes podcasts and right here at popnotsoda.podbean.com. If you miss us throughout the week, find us on Twitter. Brett is at fearboner619. I mean, Niece's Pieces. Brian is at B. Owens, 619. I'm at...
You wanted to say Fear Butter again, didn't you?
I did. I've got a new handle, so be on the lookout for it. It's Paper Champion DP. You can also find us on Facebook at @PopNutSodaOfficial. For other links, if you want to go find that Pennywise photo, we've got it uploaded there. And you can also check out about 15 minutes from our episode, I guess our pre-episode, our little recording. We went live again on Facebook last week. So you can go see a little bit of the behind the scenes. We talked Saved by the Bell and Fresh Prince. And we
shout
actually,
out to the,
some,
yeah,
somebody,
shout out to
somebody,
the viewer.
Yeah, Ashton hit us up and let us know that Carlton took speed pills.
Mm.
So if you want to know what that is in reference to, go check out our Facebook live video that's up now. But until next time, we will see you, as Brett says, on the flip side.
#FearBoner.
I need to go find some more Pokemon. Short round, where's my phone?